work accordingly and to pay attention for how each day we feel the burning of the heart more and more. Everything is becoming more difficult to remember, and also with each passing day to connect and to think about our role. So we need to look like that old man. Where are my deficiencies for connection, for bestowal, for correction? And if we won't look for them, then those desires from the nations of the world that we had to pull behind us, and if we don't do it, they rise negatively and awaken us. It's like an animal. Now, if you feed it, you take care of it, everything is fine. It's willing to follow you. But if not, it could devour you. Hence, we need to pay attention to our state. Our state, our situation is not great. We are not able, are not so successful in overcoming the growing will to receive. We feel it even in the attendance, in the morning lesson. In anything and everything. We're not aware of the fact that the forces of separation are working on us. And we're seemingly remain unresponsive or respond. So I want to get your attention, place your attention on this, that first you receive an awakening, then we let go. So it's clear to us that the awakening we got before was from above, and now we are being tested. Can we remain in the same level of awakening, and even more than that, by our own strength, our own volition? So it's very important to pay attention to that, because if not, a different calculation will come. So each and every one has to be responsible. How much he awakens everyone, although he doesn't want it. How much he comes and contributes to the connection with others, although he forgets about it. How much he understands his responsibility with his inner work, with his thoughts, with his desires. He arranges them in such a way that they will be aimed at the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. Each one, every group has to work on it. So, using the gabais, the shatzes, we have to have a clear accountability on this, each one to himself and each ten to itself. The time is such that it passes over everyone as a wave. There's a burdening of the heart for everyone, and then each one needs to care about awakening the others. He may not be able to awaken himself so much, but if he cares about the others, by that he
So how does the 10 do this test?
to the extent that we awaken one another, support one another, hold one another, raise the importance of the goal, raise the spirits, the greatness of the ten, because it's advancing with each passing day towards a goal. And even if we don't feel daily that we're advancing, it's enough for us to be at least like yesterday, not less. We're already advanced because our ego, our will to receive, is increasing.
It sounds like I examine the state of the ten, but is there a test of the whole ten?
Yeah, all of us, we should talk about it. It shall help his friend. But the state is that each one withers, and consequently everyone. We should not agree with this state. We need to understand that this is coming to us from above, from the heavens. The Creator is sending it to us on purpose, so we would do something with it. None of the states in me get arranged except from above. It's the Creator who wants it, so how do I respond to it? That needs to be my work until my sons have defeated me. When I become triumphant over him, I defeat him, I resist to the heaviness of the heart that he gives me, and with that heaviness, I can rise even higher. This is overcoming with the help of the group, of the ten, above reason, above feeling, above intellect, above everything. Whatever may be, I must overcome. I must exert. I have to reach a state where I'm happy about everything. Why? Because if I received a certain state, I received it from the Creator, because there is none else besides Him. And I overcame it, and I agree. And I'm grateful for getting this state, and I overcome it with greater adhesion, greater importance of the goal, greatest importance of the group, connection, some connection with the Creator. I'm already happy. Because I realized or implemented that broken machine. No, I disagree with it. The fact that such a state comes, it comes. The fact that it's brought from above by adding your will to receive, that is correct. But now that I need to feel it and I agree to stay in it, even a moment, I want to rise above it right away. I can't do it alone, but the group has to try. And then that has to be here. Songs, reading the articles, talk, I don't know. Important thing is to come out. And the heaviness of the heart can be such that, you don't know, you can't open the eyes, it's clear. It's hard to move various limbs and body parts, it's clear. It's hard to get the wheels going in the head. Open the eyes, it's tough. This is added desire to receive that burdens you. That's the burdening of the heart. The heart is the entire person. So the additional will to receive, that's something.
And downs as a single state.
If we work on this together, we make no mistakes. We don't fall. We constantly advance in the correct way, optimal way. But that's on the condition that each shall help his friend. we support one another. The problem is support. That's very difficult, because each time, specifically from that, we fall into our individuality. Each one disconnects, and again, you need to look for his point of connection with the group, and again he falls, and again, for the time being, we need to assemble our system, not with the Creator, but between us, and the Creator should help us with that. And later, when we have a 10, we'll work on discovering the Creator in its midst.
Well, if I understood correctly, the clear sign that the friends are in such a great burdening is that less of us come to the morning lesson.
Because you're not holding one another. Because you're not holding one another. You don't feel the obligation. Each one allow yourselves to slip away from your duty to be together, to be in connection, to be in the lesson. I understand each one receives an awakening of the heart and can't hold on and is looking for how to get out. That's the conditions that the Creator has given us. But without overcoming these conditions, we will never come to a state which will be suitable for the first revelation of the Creator. We need this disburdening of the heart. That's what we learned. This is the meaning of finishing the Se'ah. Se'ah, the full measure of our exertion. If we don't do it, we'll simply get lost of the situation and throw it out eventually. You think it was simple for those people who used to live during the second temple, the first temple, and they got the burdening of the heart and they couldn't hold on. And as much as they tried, and it's not simple. But for the little things from below up, we need to do it. Or at least try really hard during the day, and it will be experienced. And after the work day, what did I see? What did I attain? What did I understand today? To what extent am I capable of feeling more, thinking more, decide more, even do more? If doing, by myself, through the group, and what I feel myself succeeding more, my connection with the group, maybe through dissemination, maybe through the studies, maybe through the gatherings, and so on and so forth. We constantly need to position ourselves correctly. Otherwise, we think that over time we will get something. Whatever the mind doesn't do, time does. No. It's not written about that. On that, it says that the Creator doesn't make any concessions as far as the labor, qualitative and quantitative.
Friends towards that.
Friends, this is your work. What do you want me to do in your place? Want me to describe for you how you need to feel the lack of connection, how when you come closer and establish the connection, how do you feel? You need to do it between you. You need to locate it between you. So why are you here? I'll just make the correction myself, and that's it. I don't quite understand this attitude. Why don't you want to work on the connection between you? Always, all the time, talk about it. No one demands your hearts. The hearts are in the hands of the Creator. But talking about it, writing about it, whatever you do, try, start. How's it said? His soul comes out in his words, I guess. You need to talk about it more and more. Even if it's a lie, or it doesn't matter what, write about the connection, think about the connection, realize the connection in some way. It doesn't matter, but constantly work in that. Because other than that, you have nothing. And you want me to describe these states? You also in your fantasies.
In that, or only in the awakening can he appear.
If we're talking about a revelation, it's only from within our effort to connect. Our effort to connect, there it's included restriction, screen, reflected light, the measure of bestowal to him, everything we want to bestow to him. So it works out that in such a way we establish the reflected light, or chozer, where we can discover him, reveal him. It's truly ahead of us, except we don't want to realize it. It's right ahead of us. Any moment, we can become a partzuf with a restriction, screen, reflected light, arrange everything, establish everything with the Shemot, and start to feel what he's doing and discover a spiritual reality. It's very sad that we grow lazy in the last moment, and that's a very important point. Why am I harping on it for an hour? Because here, in this important point, there are many who turn around and return to corporeality. This is a
be diverted by false goals.
First, we have to decide in the group that we are constantly increasing the importance of the lesson. And those who don't come to the lesson are cutting themselves off from the possibility to make another step forward. Because it's not just a lesson. We're sitting together. We're being included in each other. We're learning the materials of Bala Sulam together. We talk and create connection in the group and in all the world group. And the whole lesson contains all of the spiritual work and all of the spiritual and corporeal learning. So those who don't show up to the lesson, I don't know how to say it, it's a shame. A shame what happens to him. I don't know, he's just burning himself away. We have to help people come. It's very
important. High places of the earth.
Meaning there is a special trick. Listen. There is a special trick, a special chance, a trick that we can acquire a spiritual quality that will fill us up, that will spread through us. And we can work with this quality. We will be able to use it, the quality of bestowal. We will be able to live in a situation, in the same state of being that angels live in, the Creator, in the quality of bestowal. In our world, we don't know it. We can acquire this quality. That's it. It's called Lishma. And he says it's possible. Where did you read it?
Maybe, and without a sorrowful life and affliction, they will receive the Torah Lishma, which brings a happy and good life in this world and in the next world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good. I want it. I think everyone wants it. Why not? To live like God, knowing good and bad, to live an eternal good life without any limitations, suffering, nothing. Why not? Although when I think about it now, right now I'm thinking about it very egoistically. Yes, I want Lishma. But along the way, I'll be corrected. I don't understand what it means to work in order to bestow. Now that I'm yearning for it, to be in order to bestow, I can't understand it. Because now I can't achieve bestowal. Whatever I do, it'll always be a reception. So, how do you come to bestowal? It is said that there is this trick, right? This means where although I do things with a nature of reception, I achieve a nature of bestowal. There is this.
Demand and pray for these friends.
You need to pay attention to what's missing in the book. The book has all the history, all the geography, everything you want. But what's lacking is a general view of creation, the role of the people of Israel in creation, the real role of the people of the world, of the nations of the world, in creation, and how both of them need to be connected, and by that, all of creation will come to correction. This is something we need to add. It wasn't exactly the goal in writing the book, but such an addition is begging to be added. That's what I want you to add, each then. Not that if we connect it's good, if we don't it's bad. That's the full answer, clear proof. But that we need to see the big picture. Israel, nations of the world, and this mutual help and the mutual work, that's still missing. We talked about it during the reading, but it's not quite enough. Write a summary specifically on that, meaning a substantial addition to the research that was done for the book. Try. But it's a must. Now he's sending it to duty, right?